Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Christmas is only 17 days away. Very, very exciting. And with Christmas time comes all the Christmas TV specials. And there is one happening this week on Thursday night on the Win Network, the Christmas with the Australians Women Weekly.
Okay.
Very excited. And the person hosting this one is the current cover girl of the Australian Women's Weekly, Miss Sarah Harris. Good morning.
Ooh, hi guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Sarah. First off, congrats on being the cover girl of the Women's Weekly.
Thank you. I mean, who doesn't decorate the tree in a colours and patterns gown with a massive bow on your bum? It was honestly such a Cinderella shoot. A girl from the western suburbs of Sydney who finally got her cover, and I felt like Cinderella. Like this crack team of professionals, hair, makeup, styling. They just put me together and wrapped me up like a little present.
Did you get to take that Christmas tree home, or did you have to still then set up your own one as well?
Well, this is the depressing thing. Because it's been such a busy year, I missed the cutoff to order a real Christmas tree.
Oh.
So I've got like a $2 shop Christmas tree this year. It's fake. It's pretty flammable. And my 4-year-old decided to pick out the decorations, so it looks like it's been vomited on by a drag queen. But it's fabulous in its own way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I love that it's got that kind of camp approach to Christmas. And I think this might be the start of something new. I'll be going the fakie for the rest of time.
It does make things a lot easier, a lot less clean up. I also know people that have kids are starting to do the two Christmas trees. So they have the one in the main area that everyone sees that's beautifully like decorated. Then they've got the kids' Christmas tree that they can decorate however wherever they went with all the stuff they make at school.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is.
Oh, see, I actually love the stuff that they make at school. I think that's really sweet and part of the tradition. I think that's kind of better than fancy baubles.
Yeah, if only they matched colour between the years, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
This Thursday night, Sarah, you're hosting Christmas with the Australian Women's Weekly. What can we expect to see on the show?
Trees that are a lot nicer than the one I've currently got living in my residence. You know what? After what has been a pretty much a dumpster fire of a year, this festive Christmas special, Christmas with the Australian Women's Weekly, really is a chance to celebrate all the beauty that comes with the festive season. It's a good kind of 1 hour to switch your brain off, enjoy the festivities, get excited for Christmas. You know, see some really beautiful decorations and craft ideas. There's, you know, me stuffing a turkey at one point. And some great recipes as well. Because, you know, it's really tricky getting the cooking right on Christmas Day, but these recipes have been tried and tested by the team at the Weekly, so even idiots like me can put them together.
Speaking of Christmas Day, what's your go-to meal to prepare? Are you a turkey person, or do you maybe do the ham? What's your go-to?
Do you know what? Because I'm so bad, all that stuff, I'm just told to bring salad. hopefully this year I might get put on ham duties, because that's a big deal, right?
It really is. Ham stress.
That's high up the Christmas food chain. but I haven't progressed from cold salad, so this might be my year, guys. Fingers crossed.
Maybe. Or maybe you'll be put on the drinks like I usually am. Just bring the esky.
Oh, bring the booze. You're the booze guy.
I am, yeah. That's all I'm good for.
I love it.
Well, Thursday.
That means that no one believes in you. You've got zero responsibility.
Yeah, true. It's good, though, because I've got no stress, you know? To worry about
100% right.
This Thursday, 7:30, the Australian Women's Weekly. Christmas with the Australian Women's Weekly on the Win Network. Sarah Harris, it's been amazing having you on. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, huh?
Merry Christmas.